What's up, family? Welcome back to another episode of PJ's Take. Thank y'all for tuning in. And today is episode 7, and it is entitled Blind Spots. So think about when you're driving to work, and before you make a turn or before you switch lanes, first thing we naturally do is we check our mirrors. You know, we want to make sure no cars are coming. We want to make sure we can proceed with safety. And that's normal. That's a normal thing to do. But I want to make the argument that blind spots, checking your blind spots, is just as important as checking your mirrors. And why do I say that? Because in your blind spots is where that unseen danger lies more than you would expect. And it's also where those unexpected accidents happen. Now, think about that compared to our life. When we're moving forward in life, we're so focused on the future ahead of us. And we're so worried about what's going on around us, even when it don't pertain to us. But we're not really vigilant when it comes to the stuff, the unseen stuff that can hurt us in life. And I got this statistic from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And they said, and this was crazy to me when I seen this, but they said blind spots cause 840,000 accidents annually in the United States, resulting in 300 fatalities. And personally, I thought that was very profound, because it honestly puts into perspective like where our focus should be and where our focus shouldn't be, and how to balance that. And with that being said, I'm gonna hit on 2 points for y'all. So one is what can help us navigate blind spots, and two is how we can relate that to our lives. So my first question is, why is being able to focus so important? Well, there's many reasons. There's so many different distractions out there, and it's easy to stray off course. It's easy to get led astray. Why? Because you're not locked in. And if we're not locked in, we're going to fail. And I can attest to that, because I failed one of my college courses because I wasn't focused and I wasn't locked in. Like, instead of me doing like my homework and stuff like that, I would be on YouTube and social media too much. So my focus was in the wrong, I had focus, which is a good thing, but it was in the wrong area. So I was failing myself. You can either be focused or you're going to fail. Like, I don't really think there's an in between. At the same time, sometimes too much focus on in the wrong area can be detrimental. It could be harmful. It can be like a crutch to you. So going back to that analogy about driving. So like, think about when you check your blind spots, how long should you take? Maybe like 1.5 seconds, right? Just like really quick. If I'm driving down the street with my head turned the whole time, what in the world is going to happen to me? I'm going to get into an accident. I might hit a pedestrian. I'm finna run red lights. I'm finna run stop signs. And you know what? That's not good, because on top of that, I'm not aware of the path that I'm taking. I'm not aware of where I'm going. I'm not aware if I'm about to step into danger. I won't have time to react to what's about to happen. You know what I mean? And just like in life, that's why we need a healthy balance of being able to shift our focus. Because if you're driving distracted like that, that could be fatal. And if you're living distracted like that, that can be fatal. So what helps us navigate those blind spots? So I've been noticing more and more when I'm driving like down the street, I'll be passing a car and I see a little blinker on their little mirror. And more like, it's like almost every car has them now, and those are blind spot indicators. I'm sure y'all know what I'm talking about, but those are blind spot indicators. And basically it's something that uses camera. It's like a system in your car that uses cameras to alert you when there's a car that when there's a car you're like passing in your blind spot, basically is what it is. And I feel like that's very useful because it helps us keep more focus on the road ahead of us and what's going on around us. And I feel like it also gives some people a sense of safety, a sense of assurance. And so if I'm driving down the street and I see my little blind spot indicator go off, but I ignore it and I choose to switch lanes anyway, well, I'm stupid for that. Like, the engineers made that with my best intentions in mind. Like, they made that looking out for me. And if I don't ignore that, if I don't take heed to that warning that the indicator is giving me, then I'm a fool for ignoring that, and then I end up hurting myself. And then when I get in an accident, that's not the engineer's fault. That's my fault for not listening. But think about this though. It's the same way with God in our lives. Like, if we're going down the path, if we're about to do something, we're about to go somewhere, if we're about to link up with somebody, if God is giving us a warning, like, like in the heart, and you just know that deep down, like, God is telling you, like, don't go down this path, don't interact, I wouldn't say that, but, like, don't get involved with these people, don't take this job offer, this and that. If I know for a fact that that's God telling me, give me even that warning, telling me that's a red flag and not to do it, if I do it anyway, then when that hurts me, it messes me up, then that's not God's fault. That's my fault for not listening. Because he be telling us stuff with our best intentions in mind, with our safety in mind, just like the car engineer with the blind spot indicator. So that's my fault, not God's fault. And that begs another question. So why do people ignore warning signs? Well, my brother has said this. Some people just don't care. Some people want to feel it for themselves. Kind of like if I'm sitting in a room, if you put a button in front of me, a big red button, to say, hey, do not press this button, then walk out the room. What I'm finna do? I'm gonna press the button. But people ignore warning signs for the same reason. The same reason we ignore our alarm in the morning, the same reason why we ignore constructive criticism. A lot of times we want what's best for us short term, and it ends up hurting us long term. And that can apply to so many things in life. And it also applies to the scripture, which is John 8:47. And it says, he who is of God hear God's word. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. And that ties it back into the warning signs and focus. Because I feel like, I don't know about y'all, but me, when I learn a lesson in life, I either learn the easy way or the hard way. I can abide by that indicator, or abide by that warning that God's giving me and not do it. Or I can learn the hard way and do it anyway. And then that messes and screws me up. Kind of like the constructive criticism thing I was talking about. Like, I feel like a lot of the old heads, you know, a lot of times we don't listen to some of the wisdom that gets passed down to us. But I feel like a lot of that, they was walking in our shoes. And that advice comes from experience, which is why I think is very profound. Going back to what I said earlier about why focus is so important. And my brother had also said this. So some advice for somebody struggling with focus. First, you pray to God and ask for wisdom and ask for help in that area of your life. And he also said you really got to focus on what's going on. And he said this. I never heard this phrase before, but it says some people are procrastinating dreamers. That means you've got so many ideas and you've got so much stuff going on in your mind, but you're procrastinating it and you're not working on it, and you're wasting your talents. And then finally, he said, you got to write down your goals. And this is 100% facts. You have to write down your goals. You got to be specific with them. You got to be specific with the timing, with everything. Like, if you don't write them down, if you don't see them every day, they're just simply not going to happen. My roommate does the same thing. He literally has a thing in his room whiteboard, and it has I'm gonna make this much money by this time. I want to get to this weight in the gym by this time. I want to own my first house by this day. Stuff like that. And it's so satisfying and it's so gratifying to be able to go up there and cross them out one by one. And that shows you how much progress you're making. Y'all should try it. So here's my take. Going back to the driving analogy, like, you're so focused on what's in front of you, what's around you, what's behind you. Just like in life, like, you're so focused when you're moving forward, just like you're driving in the car, when you're moving forward in life, you are so focused on all your goals and your futures and ambitions in front of you. And we are cognizant, and sometimes we get caught up, even too caught up, in the stuff that's going on around us when they don't have to deal with us sometimes. And we focus on what's behind us because we need to pay attention to the unseen dangers, but just don't pay too much attention to it because it can be detrimental to you. So we got to be able to fix our focus on the right thing, on the right time, on what's going on right now. And I believe wholeheartedly that God is the one who will help guide us to the life that he wants us to live. But the catch is, we got to let him in. He's not going to force that on us. So finally, I got a challenge for me. I got a challenge for my family, for my friends, for everybody. I challenge us to be more flexible with our focus. And I also challenge us to pay more attention to the stuff that we think is insignificant. Because even that small stuff can make a huge deal, can take a huge turn in your life. So with that being said, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This was episode 7 entitled Blind Spots. I appreciate y'all, man. And you can find my IG for my podcast on Instagram at PJs_Tate. And until next time, peace and bless up.